This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw how 2 Peter 1:4 ties in with verse 3, in that the very great and precious promises given to us are not to be our primary focus. We should focus on the one who gave them and stands behind them. Let me clarify. We should try to understand the promises, but having understood them, we should rely on the one who made them to fulfill them. Knowing him experientially makes it natural to do so. When we do trust him to fulfill them, we'll begin to participate in the divine nature. I believe this is how we experience the Holy Spirit making his presence evident to us, teaching us even more about Jesus Christ. That's precisely what Jesus promised in John 16:13-14. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. In addition, he will enable you to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. He'll do this in two ways. First, he will alert you to the dangers and sensitize you to the temptations. Second, he will prompt you and empower you to escape or overcome them. The key to this powerful dynamic flowing through the promises is to worship and praise the Lord Jesus Christ. When I came to this realization, I took time to meditate on what I really already knew about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our next visit, I'll share my experience. Let me encourage you to take time before then to meditate on what you already know about Jesus Christ. And if you want further help, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.